beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story Stumped by Connor D.
My name is Connor. I'm 8 years old. I live in Brentwood. The name of my story is Stumped. Tippy was a black squirrel with a white tip on his tail who lived with his friend Chip, a brown squirrel. One day as they played, they noticed the weather was becoming colder. They knew it was time to gather and store food for winter, especially their favorite food, acorns. Chip told Tippy, "I'm getting old. Will you help me gather acorns and store them in my warm, leafy nest at the top of the tree?" Tippy was happy to help. He carried and stored the acorns they gathered, but Chip could not climb the tree to reach his warm, safe nest or the acorn supply. Chip needed a new way to get to his home. Tippy thought and thought, and an idea popped into his head. He asked Chip to climb on his back and try to carry Chip up the tree, but Chip was too heavy. Tippy had one more idea, but he would need special supplies. He searched the neighbor's yards for a long time and finally found just what he needed, a long rope and an old basket with a handle. Tippy tied one end of the rope to the basket's handle and carried it to Chip's tree. He put the other end of the rope in his mouth, climbed up the tree, and threw the rope over a limb near Chip's nest. Then he climbed back down, still holding the end of his rope in his mouth. Tippy asked Chip to jump into the basket, and he pulled the rope as hard as he could. The more Tippy pulled, the higher Chip in the basket went. Chip went up, 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 until he could hop out of the basket and onto the limb of his nest. Tippy and Chip were so happy, they jumped for joy. Tippy helped Chip go up and down the tree using the basket pulley for the rest of the winter, and on cold days, they sat together in Chip's warm leafy nest eating the acorns they'd gathered. The end.
Tippy and Chip were playing happily when they noticed a chill right where they had been. Decided they best go start off on their quest, storing acorns to keep in their warm winter nest. Chip's growing old and felt weaker these days, asked Tippy to help him find something to graze. Couldn't climb the tree, so he had to plea. Could his friend Tippy find just the right key? First tried to carry, Chip was too heavy. What could the best fix be? Then Tippy found a long rope which he tied to a basket. Chip hopped in and took a nice ride. Up the tree, Tippy pulled him along. Then Chip realized his best friend was quite strong. All winter they ate, never missed a plate. Up and down the crate, such a fine roommate. Never mind the weight of this furry freight. Very lucky squirrels, friendship is so great.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
Tippy and Chip were squirrels and the absolute best of friends. They went to a school called and had lots of fun. Their favorite class was and their favorite teacher was Mrs. They loved her because she always gave out the coolest stickers. One time, Chip got a sticker, and it was his favorite sticker in the entire world. The only problem with school was that Tippy and Chip had a classmate named Steve who didn't seem to like them. Whenever they talked to him, he would always ignore Tippy and Chip. This hurt Tippy and Chip's feelings a lot. They didn't do anything bad to Steve, and they didn't understand why he didn't like them. One day, Tippy and Chip decided to investigate. They went up to Steve and asked him to hang out with them. "Hey," explained Chip, "do you want to go to the and spend the day with us?" asked Tippy. Steve just shook his head and walked away. "Well, that didn't go as planned," said Tippy. "Maybe we should get Steve a present. Maybe then he'll want to spend time with us," Chip announced. Tippy agreed with this, so both squirrels went to the store after school was over. As they walked through the doors of, they tried to figure out what they should get for Steve. "Maybe a race car," Tippy said. "No, I think a would be much better," replied Chip. So they decided to get Steve that instead. They walked down the aisles, and when they looked up, they saw an entire wall filled with... Both squirrels turned to each other and nodded very quickly. They grabbed three of them along with Steve's gift and made their way home for the night. Chip took the present home and his mom wrapped it in a pretty wrapping paper with all over it. The next day, Tippy and Chip stood together while they waited in the classroom for Steve. When Steve walked in, the boys called him over to them. Steve rolled his eyes and made his way over to Tippy and Chip. "We know that you didn't want to spend time with us, but we got you something anyways," announced Chip. He held out the gift and the candy bar to Steve. Steve opened it, and surprise filled his face. "You guys got me such a nice gift. How did you know this was my favorite candy? I thought you didn't like me." Chip and Tippy looked at each other and shook their heads. "We thought you didn't like us," cried Tippy. All three boys looked at each other and laughed. "Why don't we go to the... and hang out?" said Steve. Chip and Tippy nodded and chimed in. "We could even go get some from..." Steve nodded, and all of the boys were excited for their after-school plans. They ended up having an amazing time and were the greatest of friends from that moment on.